joined right now by a cornerback for the Bears coming off a year where he had 46 tackles. He had an INT. He had a forced fumble last season. He was a two-time first-team All-Pac-12 player. He was the 50th pick overall in 2020 out of Utah. He is the pride of Fresno. Chicago is going to open up against San Francisco on September 11th. Jalen Johnson is my guest. Jalen, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. So before we get into the offseason, how is life for you overall? How are things? How you living?
Hey, I'm living great, man. Honestly, just blessed. I mean, just took a lot of time, really, to spend time with my family, spend time with my daughter. Definitely wanted to make that time much. I didn't get too much time with her during the season and things like that. So, I mean, just really taking advantage of time. And then also just really trying to get my body right and get my mind right for this season. I feel like it's going to be a real big season for me individually, and then also a big season for us as the Chicago Bears and different things like that. We've had a lot of changes and things going on around the organization. So, I mean, just trying to prep myself mentally, physically, and emotionally really to really be able to go into this big season.
Jalen, that's exactly the kind of response I would expect from you. That's great perspective. You know, from our conversations in the past and listening to you talk about the work you've put in the offseason, it's very clear to me how much the craft itself means to you. I mean, you've got the athletic ability to play at a really high level without putting in all the time on the little details. Why is the craft itself so important to you?
Oh, I'm sorry. You broke up a little bit. What'd you say?
Why is the craft, the actual craft itself, so important? Because I'm looking at you. You've got great athletic ability. Maybe you don't need to spend all that time on the little details, but it's all about the craft, right? Why is that so important?
I think the craft really builds consistency. I find that's what separates guys in this league, really, is to be able to play at a high level over a long period of time and be able to be consistent at it. So, I mean, like you said, everybody has, or most people have, a lot of athleticism, and most people have God-given gifts. But if you don't work your craft, then you're not going to be able to make plays consistently week in and week out, and especially against other guys that are working on their craft, you're going to be outmatched. So, I mean, I never want to be in a position where I can't handle an opposing receiver, I can't handle an opponent. And I feel like studying my craft and really trying to perfect my craft mentally and physically, I feel like gives me the edge outside of my athletic ability.
Jalen Johnson joining us. You talk about working on your mental game. When you work on your mental game, is that just a matter of knowing the scheme? Is that just getting your nose in the playbook? Or is there another way to build your mental game? How do you develop your mental game?
I mean, really, for me, when I say that, I feel like I'm big on peace. And I feel like if you're not at peace in life, I don't think that you can go out and play the game freely and play the game at your highest level, because your brain is cloudy, your mind is cloudy, you're not thinking about what you're supposed to be thinking about. You're thinking about off-the-field things, or even if it is on-the-field related, your mind is not on the task at hand. So, I mean, really just going throughout life, trying to remain at peace, trying to keep the right things around me, keep my support system right, and then really just kind of eliminate all the BS that goes on in the world and that goes on and around my life. So, I mean, really just trying to keep the main thing, and then, of course, the film study comes. I mean, that just comes really through time and knowing how to watch film and what works best for you. But I mean, mainly just really trying to remain at peace and then just attacking things day by day.
Preach. I love that so much. Like, the main thing is so hard as it is without being at peace, if you're distracted and then you can't focus on the main thing. And I'm not to get too far off track, Jalen, but I find it fascinating. Like, what are things that would take you out of your peace, for example? How do you lose your peace?
Honestly, for me, I found myself, I want to say my rookie year, really just not even worrying about, but kind of the outside noise started to become a thing for me, and kind of just even getting caught up in my own head and starting to question, I don't want to say my ability, but if I'm, or really like who I am. So, I mean, really just trying to tune now and stay strong through it. I mean, and really understanding how this game goes as well. Because, I mean, as professional athletes, everything that we're doing is being monitored. Everything that we're doing is being critiqued. And I feel like you're seeing comments on your Instagram, on Twitter, what's going on around you, what your friends and family are saying. I feel like that could end up adding up on you. And then you can start second guessing yourself and you can start falling victim to what they're really saying. But I mean, for me, I really just feel like I got to understand the game and know that people are going to have something to say. And I mean, that's just who we are really as human beings. We're always going to have something to say about something or somebody. I mean, that's okay. I feel like I have to really understand that and learn how to apply that, but also know who I am, really. And I mean, I have no fear of anybody's criticism or anything like that. I fear God. I'm proud of the Most High God. So I don't really get too riled up in what people are saying. I mean, I'm not here to please anybody individually, just really trying to stay true to myself and be my best version of myself.
I want to tell you something. I want to tell you how much I appreciate and respect that response. Jalen Johnson joining us. I really appreciate that response. So you put in the work right now, and you mentioned at the very top that it's an important year for you. It's an important year for the team. You've got a new GM. You've got a new coaching staff. What are your early impressions of Matt Eberflus and the type of defense that he wants to run?
I mean, definitely hard nose, flying around to the ball, definitely a different culture that he's definitely implementing, really trying to drill into our heads really of how we want to play this style of football, really attacking, really playing hard, wrecking out the ball, trying to cause a lot of turnovers. And that's what the Colts have did really good over these last couple of years, that the defense really turning that ball over. So I definitely think can get that vibe that we're definitely going to be attacking and definitely going to want to the ball, making a lot of turnovers, causing a lot of havoc.
Yeah, obviously, when he was in Indianapolis, that was a major, major priority, looking to turn guys over. Over the course of the offseason, the team did trade Khalil Mack, released Eddie Goldman, and then Akiem Hicks signed to Tampa Bay in the last 24 hours. I mean, you know it's a business. You understand this. But at the same time, what's it been like to see all those guys move on?
I mean, it's definitely weird for me, honestly, because, I mean, in college, you see guys really transfer, but you don't see the main core guys leaving. So, I mean, I came in with those guys, came in as a rookie, and those are my vets, and building relationships with them, and then to leave the building and then come back to the building that next time, and nobody's there, or not nobody's there, but those guys aren't there, and those older leaders that we had aren't there anymore. It's definitely a big culture change as well. So, I mean, just definitely making an adjustment. It's easy to say you understand the business and guys come and go, but to actually really see it and live it and see how a guy like Khalil Mack can be on one team and then on another team the next day. So, I mean, it's really interesting to see. But I mean, at the end of the day, life is about adjustments, and it's no different, really just being able to make the adjustments and picking up where we left off.
Jalen Johnson is joining us. Now, when you first joined the team during this phase of the offseason, I should say, you were running with the twos. What do I know? I'm on the outside looking in. It seemed kind of strange to me. Eberflus said that people should not read into that too much. Did you yourself read anything into that? Did that bother you at all?
Did it bother me? I'm not going to say it didn't bother me, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's not anything that I'm going to give too much energy to. I feel like it's one of those things where I know what I can do. And if I'm not mistaken, they know what I can do as well. I don't think it's a matter of my ability. I mean, they have their reasons for why they do what they do. I mean, they are the coaches, they're running the team. So, I mean, I'm not going to challenge that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I know what I can do. I know who I am right now. I know what I'm building to. So, I mean, I'm really just keeping the main thing, just trying to get better with the reps that I get and then just moving forward from there. But, I mean, I don't see it as a problem.
I'm betting on you, dude. I love your mindset. You know, I had NBA reporter Chris Haynes on the show yesterday. He's another Fresno guy. I know much how much it means to you to represent Fresno on the biggest stage. For those who've never been, how would you describe Fresno and the pride that the people have for that city?
It's really, honestly, it's hard to describe Fresno, but I feel like it's really like being on, I want to say, I don't want to say an underdog mentality, but just more so trying to prove ourselves. I feel like in everything we've done, I feel like we've always had great athletes, but I think that Fresno has always had its own anchor on it, kind of just always holding us back for whatever reason it was, off the field things or off the court things, whatever the sport may be. But I definitely think that there's a lot of talent in Fresno, and I think that Fresno gets a bad rap, and there have been some guys before that have not made the right decisions. So, I mean, I definitely can see where some of the stereotypes may be, but definitely just trying to change that narrative and give people a different light on the city of Fresno. I mean, we definitely have some ballers. We have some really good people and things in our city. And, I mean, like, I feel like any other city, there are the negative side. There are the murders, the killings, and different things like that. But, I mean, it's really, I feel like it's one of those cities who deserves to have more light shined and, I mean, giving the kids and the community really hope on the more positive light and the positive side of things. So, I mean, that's why I get so riled up to support my city, because I feel like we can be better. We can do more as a community and as a city. And I feel like it starts with somebody like me leading by example and coming back and giving to the community to be able to change the culture.
Jalen, I may have to come back with you, and I'll tell you why. I've got to own this, and I'm not – I don't talk about this, and it's not because I'm trying to hide it. It's because I don't know that much about it. I've got my father's side of the family. He passed away years ago, but they're from Boston. My mom's side of the family is from Fresno. I have Fresno family roots that I know almost nothing about because nobody lives there or has lived there or I've ever seen it. But there is family in my background in Fresno. So, dude, I may need to go back with you and represent.
Hey, let's do it. I mean, I can take you to a few food spots. I mean, we can eat good, and then we can go out to the community, and we can do some things for sure.
That's what I'm saying. In fact, I need to do that. I need to find out more about my own roots, where I'm from, what I'm about, because part of me, there's Fresno in me. It's buried within me. I got to find out what it is. So that's great.
Yeah, we're gonna have to bring that Fresno out to you. It'll do something to you for sure.
Oh, dude, for sure. If it can give me what it's given you, I want that and I need that. He's a Bears cornerback. He's coming off a big year. He was a 2-time first-teamer All Pac-12 player, 50th pick overall. He is the pride of Fresno. Jalen Johnson, my guest. Jalen, great to have you on, man. I appreciate you very much. And I think we need that trip to Central Cali. Be good, man. Take care.
Yes, sir, Jim. Have a good one. Talk to you.
You too. I mean that. I have Fresno in my background, and I don't know why I don't generally think of that other than to say I've never had family that I actually went to see there. Yeah, right, Rome, there's a reason they all left. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I've got this list of things where my dad passed away, and my mom is still amongst us. My mom's like 80,